On ABC Radio Perth, this is Jeff Hutchison.
Now, in a few moments, we're going to give you all the details about what's going on down at the port. But can I tell you, the Vasco da Gama has now berthed at Fremantle, and in a moment, I'm hoping to speak to a bloke named Bob, who, this is the closest he's been to the shore for about 16 days. G'day, Bob.
How are you, Mark? Good?
I'm good, thank you, Bob. How are you?
Well, it's a little bit of an anti-climax, but we're great. We've had a great time on board from the 9th till today, whatever day it is. Is it the 28th today, I think?
It's the 27th today and it's Friday.
Yeah, well, you lose track of time, don't you, on shipboard?
Yeah, but I bet you've heard of coronavirus since you've been on ship.
Plenty, yes.
So tell me, Bob, where are you from? When did you get on board the Vasco da Gama? And had you been having a lovely holiday up until things got a bit more dramatic?
Well, we're from Bribie Island in Queensland. And yep. We got on the Vasco in Singapore on the 9th. And it's been all uphill from a point of view of a holiday and wrecks and R&R. But I suppose all downhill from the point of view of the info we've been getting since about the 11th sort of thing. So whilst it's been a great time on board, the lack of info is probably the most difficult to handle.
Now, are you on shore yet?
No, we just this minute, as the phone rang, the ship hit the dock.
Not too hard, hopefully.
Very good wharfies here. Yeah. They handled us with care.
And what have you been told about where you were going this afternoon?
Well, we won't be disembarking until tomorrow. That includes all passengers.
Yes.
We understand that there'll be a bit of health stuff to go through. And whilst the WA passengers will be going to Rottnest, the New Zealand passengers, I understand, will be going back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the states, of which all are represented, we're just in limbo at the moment.
Okay, so no one said to you, now this is, we're going to play something in a little while by the Premier, Mark McGowan, that our understanding was, today, initially, Mark McGowan said the West Australians will go to Rottnest. Everyone else will have to make plans with their own government. But then Scott Morrison came out today, and I think the expectation was that Western Australia will take responsibility for all of you, but that will include some of you going to hotels to self-isolate. Is that what you've been told?
That's what we've heard. We've heard all the rest of us will be going to hotels or, as a last resort, Rottnest. So that's about where it is at the moment, and we just got about 1 hour ago from the cruise people that once we have clarity on what is required for a return journey home from the relevant authorities, we will make the arrangements needed to get you home. That's the paragraph that's probably most pertinent.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Bob? Are you getting a bit sick of it? Are you thinking to yourself, when do I get back to Bribie Island? Or do you accept that now it will be a period of isolation? We're just not quite sure where yet.
Well, mate, I must say I had a sense of relief when the old ship hit the dock, because we've been getting conflicting stories over the last week or so, right from when we were allowed to get out of Phuket and sort of steam across the Indian Ocean and back down to Australia. So that's been really frustrating. The lack of perhaps concrete information and decision-making, I know it's darn hard for the governments under the circumstances, but we're still in limbo. But I think it's going to be resolved. I think there's something like 11:59 tomorrow night, circumstances change again, and there's rumours flowing around that they will try to get Victorians, Tassies, New South Welshmen and Queenslanders back home by tomorrow, because another level is implemented after 11:59 tomorrow night. So, yeah, it's all up in the air.
It sure
is. For everyone aboard apart from WA passengers and New Zealand passengers.
And my guest on the program is Bob Marcellus, who has been going on a lovely holiday aboard the Vasco da Gama. He's from Bribie Island in Queensland. The Vasco da Gama just bumped into Fremantle Port just a short time ago, and Bob, like a lot of people on board, is still waiting to find out where he goes to next. Bob, I've got to say, your response to this seems incredibly measured and calm. The other passengers aboard the Vasco da Gama, were they at their ease for most of it, or have you noticed a bit of strain along the way?
Mate, Aussies and New Zealanders are the most resilient and accepting people on earth, I think. So, no, it's all good. You know, the crew and the staff on board, the food, the entertainment, it's just like any other cruise ship, or, you know, really,
yes,
really nice cruise, yeah.
Bob, we wish you well, and we hope that it won't be too long before you're back on Bribie Island telling the story of this great adventure. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem. Thanks for the ABC's interest. Thank you.
Bob Marcellus, what a thoroughly nice fella, a thoroughly patient man who, yes, he has been on a cruise, which I'm sure was going swimmingly, until there became all these questions about where the boat would go to next and where those passengers would go to next.